Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Kurt Palfrey. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Hinton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Hinton scores. Wagner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Dillman now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Whitfield scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up Sims. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Brown reaches second base with a double. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Etchy Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Blair moves to second. Steve Bailey now pitching. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Bill Dillman. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Etchy Barron goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bailey. Bulfari moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Miller now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Davalillo scores. One out. It's 6-3, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Sims and he is out, Alves applying the tag. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill strikes out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Echeverrin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is hit by the pitch. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sims is hit by the pitch. Wagner moves to second. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson catches it and throws to second with Aparicio covering, to double up Wagner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Echeverrin strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell pinch hits for John Miller. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Blair moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bailey. Blair moves to third. Powell moves to second. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Palfari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell now playing first base. Kurt Palfari now playing left field. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. LeMay pinch hits for Steve Bailey. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davalillo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alves hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Alves reaches second base with a double. May goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Aparicio scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. Etchy Barron drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whitfield out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Andy Etchy Barron. Bob Allen now pitching. Woody Held pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-7, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bulfari strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held now playing left field. Larry Haney now catching. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 3 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into left field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Bob Allen. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haney for a passed ball. Brown moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davalillo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Tiant now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Willie Smith pinch hits for Chico Salmon. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.